Marachaba, welcome to Bez Hashem. We're learning Pele Yoitz, Shir 217, on the topic, a new topic of Gezel, of theft, stealing. And we begin with the Chaymer Ha'inyan, with the stringency and the severity of the punishments. What does it mean to steal? Not that, of course, we know it's forbidden, but what happens when a person steals? Says the Pele Yoitz, Yadua Chaymer Ovoin HaGezel. So he says, this we know. We know that stealing is horrifically serious. As the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Ches tells us, that the gzardin, the final straw that broke the camel's back, as expression goes, you have a camel carrying tremendously heavy weight of a burden, and you put one tiny straw on the camel's back, and poof, the camel, the heavy camel, strong camel, collapses and falls down. What was the gzar din that Hashem said, Ad kan, enough is enough. This world will be destroyed. I just created it, and now the world will be destroyed. What was this aver that was done? Says the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Ches Amar Aleph, Shiloi nechtam gzar dinam shel dor hamabul elo ala gezel. It was stealing, theft, thievery, taking that which was not theirs, which was what sealed the gzardin, and Hashem said, now the world will be destroyed. Shloi nechtam gzardinam shel dor hamabul el ala gezel. So people might think to themselves, gezel, I'm not going to steal. I would never steal. Chas v'shalom. When we learned a few years back, the Mesil Sesharim, Ramachal, his yard site, I believe, was last week, he told us the different aspects of stealing and gave us examples. We'll talk in our practical generation, our times. Are you allowed to use the copy machine at your office to make a copy? So many people say, yeah, you can make a copy or two. What about to print the whole pamphlet? You allowed to do that? Does your boss allow you to do that? Well, if the answer is no, and one does that, that's called gezel, that's called stealing. You know, in many offices, they have what's called office supplies. You let it take home a pen. So you have to know what the boss or the company agrees to. If they say, of course you could take a pen. What about when it's late August and then your children get a school list for supplies? Are you allowed to go to your office supply section in the office over there? And all of a sudden, before you know it, okay, well, let me go checklist over here. Obviously, we're exaggerating a drop over here, but if a person grabs a few pens, hey, don't they have so many? They buy in bulk. Doesn't make a difference. Does your boss, does he permit that? And if the answer is no, that's called gezel. Taking things without permission, that's called gezel. If you know the person is not going to be, if he's your friend and he lets you, that's not called gezel. But if he doesn't let you and you know his makbid, you're taking someone's item. That's called stealing it. These are just a few minute, small examples of gezel that we might not even realize. No one's going to put their hand in someone's pocket and take his wallet. But there are other ways of gezel. Borrowing. This is very important now. Borrowing small amounts of money and not returning it. Now, if the person is, you ask him, listen, I'm not sure if I borrowed money. Can you be Michael? He's Michael, 100% fine. But if you never ask him because you forgot, and I'll tell you where this can happen also. Sometimes it's like, let's say you're at the office and there's a vending machine and you just need a few dollars. And you ask your coworker, he says, oh, can I buy a few dollars? You know, sometimes this generation, nobody carries money sometimes, you know, because it's everything is, you know, Zelling or your Cash App, or whatever you'll use, Venmo. Some people don't have a change. And if they don't return it because they asked to borrow, that's called stealing. The whole zman shegezel biyodai, you want to hear how serious it is? The aver of gezel? If a person steals and he does not return the money, ein tfilosi nishmas. How many times do we daven for something? And we say, of course, Hashem always hears our tefillos, but not if we have stolen. If a person stole, the aveira of gazel is mekatreg, it's prosecuting against him. The ein tefillosi nishma, says the Medrash Rabbah in Shmoyis Chav Beis Gimel. Imagine that, a person cries out with tears, but those tears are preceded by the aveira of the malachim of the gezel that are preventing his tefillah to go up to Shemayim. Umachilim oisoy li oilum habo gachli resomim. Furthermore, the person is fed hot burning coals in his mouth. Furthermore, v'tzorich lachzor begilgul kidei l'shalim. He has to come back as a Gilgul, which is of the worst aveiros. Now, let me just explain for a second what that means to come back as a Gilgul. Not that I have any understanding what that means. But let me explain one point. There's a ma'isa that's brought down in the Chai Odom, in Klal Hay, about a certain person who was a tzaddik. And when he was nifter, they rolled out the red carpet and they were dancing and the best music band was Tzadik Bolair, Mamish, Tzadik is coming up here to Shemayim. And all, everyone's in Shemayim, they're dancing, look who's here, Tzadik is here. And they give him a sefer Torah and they say, did you fulfill that which it says in it? And he says, yes. He says, who's going to prove it? And also all the great, beautiful malachim that were created from all the times, he fulfilled with that which it says in the Torah. They come shooting up, beautiful, powerful, shiny, gorgeous malachim. He's given more svarim. Did you fulfill this? Yes. You fulfill that? Yes, yes. And the malachim is shooting up, the Shemayim. Because when every person does a mitzvah, he creates a malach. It's not just something you tell a child before they go to sleep at night. And they think nice dreams about malachim. But it's emes lamitoi. When you do a mitzvah, you create that powerful malach according to the level of the skill and the depth and the energy and the exertion that you put into that malach, into that mitzvah. That's how you create that malach. And then he asked him another question. And they asked him, were you careful before you said Hashem's name not to utter the shame HaKadosh V'Agodlu V'Anoyer of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the holy, powerful, awesome name of Hashem, just haphazardly, without thinking of what you're saying? And they're waiting for a response. And they say, excuse me, did you hear us down there? We don't hear your response. And he's not responding. So they ask the question again. And again, there's a silence. And all of a sudden, these black, crippled, disgusting, horrific, scary, dirty malachim come shooting out. And each time there's another malach, there's a time stamp with a date that says this malach was created when he made a shahakol over here, when he said ashiyotzer over there, when he made a brach over there, and he had no kavan in Hashem's name. Continues the Chayyadim, bringing down this Maisa. And the Chayyadim says, this man who we said was a tzaddik, I was given two choices, door number one or door number two. Door number one was to go to Gehenim. And in Gehenim, he is going to get his kaparas, his atonement, for all of those aveiros that he did, for saying Shem Hashem without proper kavana. Door number two is to come back as a Gilgul in this world. So, if you ask the ignorant person like myself, who wants to go to Gehenna? You take Gilgul, you come back again as a Gilgul. Maybe you get it right the next time around. But those who know better said to come back here, and he chose Gehenna. You hear that? And I'm sharing this ma'aseh with you just to explain three words of the Pele Yoetz, to appreciate what he's saying over here. that if a person steals, he is going to be punished and have to come back as a Gilgul in this world, again, to be misaking the chait, to atone for the Avera of Gezel, of theft. So, he's going to have to come back in this world to pay up. I want to share with you something else. And as I'm doing that, I'm noticing that it's already over 10 minutes share, and we try to keep it less than that. Recently, I was talking to somebody, and he told me he was listening to a share on the longer side. So I was curious now, how did he define the longer side share? He told me 14 minutes is longer side share. In this generation, 14 minutes is already called a long share. But he made up for it. How so? He tells me he listens to it in double speed. So it's really only 7 minutes share. When he hears this share, because I know he listens to this, I'm sure he's going to have a smile on his face. Okay. So we're already we're close to the long side of the share. In conclusion of this beginning topic of discussion of Gezel, which the Peleus has a bit of an arichus on it, he tells us, Maisa Nifla, an unbelievable story, a true story, She'eira b'mei HaRab Yisrael. So which Rav Yisrael is this? So the Peleus was a Sfaradi great tzaddik. Who's he quoting now? Rav Yisrael Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov. Sheba echad b'gilgul sus. About a person who came back from after he was a human being, he came back as a horse. He worked, it's a famous story. It's a famous maaser. Some of you might have heard about this. About a person who was brought back as a horse that had to work so hard because when he was alive as a human being, he wasn't so honest. And he had debts to pay. And he came back in the form of a horse. As a Gilgal on the horse. Pay back his debts of the gezel that he stole in his previous life.